And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of October, 2016. The first Oktoberfest in Munich had its origins on this date, 1810, the royal wedding, Ludwig, Crown Prince of Bavaria, marrying Princess Therese of Saxony. They wanted to invite all of Munich to the reception, so they threw a parade and a big party in the field outside the city gates. On the first anniversary, they added an agricultural fair and horse races, and then over the years, other attractions were added. A carousel was brought in 1818, and then a few modest beer stands. But by the end of the century, the little beer stands had been replaced by huge beer tents sponsored by German breweries. Right now, the Bavarian Oktoberfest is the largest festival in the world. It draws some 6 million visitors who drink more than 1 million gallons of beer. It begins actually in the third weekend in September and runs through the first Sunday in October. So it's over now, but there's always next year. It was on this day in 539 BC, Cyrus the Great led his Persian army into Babylon and defeated the Babylonians and became the ruler of a region that now includes Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel. It was on this day, 1823, the Scottish chemist Charles Mackintosh sold the first raincoat. He'd been trying to find some use for the coal tar naphtha, which was a byproduct of the gasworks, and discovered that the naphtha would dissolve India rubber, bonding melted rubber to wool and creating a waterproof fabric, from which he made the first raincoats. They smelled bad, they got stiff in cold weather, but they were very popular, and Mackintosh raincoats are still made today. It's the birthday of the poet and translator Robert Fitzgerald, 1910, born Springfield, Illinois, best known for his English translations of Homer's The Odyssey and The Iliad, still held as the standard works for scholars and students. He went to Harvard. He read Eliot's The Wasteland, which he said changed his life. Later, Fitzgerald met Eliot in London, and he got up the courage to give Eliot one of his own poems. Eliot read it for several minutes, and then he looked up and he said, "Is this the best you can do?" Fitzgerald served in the Navy during World War II, and then after the war took his family to Italy, where he began to translate the Odyssey. Here's a poem for today by Susan Heron Sibbett, The Radiation Waiting Room. They bring us to this pastel room, point to the lockers, point to the dressing rooms. It could almost be a gym, only there's a wheelchair, there's health news, there's a complicated flower jigsaw puzzle, there are romance novels to borrow in case you will be returning often. We change into gowns, the tie in the back. Some of us get to keep on our shirts, some our pants. We all wear shoes. Those of us who have come so often wait comfortably, take care of the new ones, offer answers, directions, suggestions. Only we are careful not to say how long we've been coming, or what we have, or what they've done, or are about to do. The Radiation Waiting Room by Susan Heron Sibbett from Great Blue, published by 16 Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.